ever ordered takeout and thought, wow, that was fast? I mean, it's almost like magic how quickly that food finds its way to you.
It is pretty impressive.
Well, today we're ditching the takeout menus and diving into the world of geospatial data, the actual magic, you could say, behind those delivery apps, GPS navigation, and a lot more. We're using this IBM Explainer as our guide, and let me tell you, it is chock full of fascinating insights.
Oh, absolutely.
Think of this deep dive as a crash course on geospatial data. We're talking everything from the, basic definition to some really mind-blowing applications. So, are you ready to uncover the secrets hiding within maps, satellite images, even your social media feeds?
I'm ready to dive in. It never ceases to amaze me how, just by connecting data to a location, we can unlock all of these incredible insights.
And yet, you don't realize how much is hidden there.
Exactly.
So, IBM defines geospatial data as, and I'm quoting here, time-based data that is related to a specific location on the Earth's surface. Okay, that seems straightforward enough. It's all about coordinates, locations, longitudes, latitudes, right?
Yeah.
But I feel there's a lot more to it than just plotting points on a map.
You're absolutely right. The real power of geospatial data comes from, its ability to reveal patterns and trends that we would completely miss if we looked at, say, location or attributes or time in isolation.
It's like having a single puzzle piece versus seeing the entire picture, wouldn't you say?
100%. Think about it like this. Knowing where, let's say, a specific species of tree grows is useful, right?
Sure.
But if we layer in data about the soil composition in those areas, the rainfall patterns over time, maybe even air quality, suddenly we can predict which areas are most vulnerable to disease or climate change.
Wow.
That's the power of making those connections.
It's almost like predicting the future in a way. And speaking of maps, this data can take quite a few different forms, can it? IBM mentions something called vector data and raster data. Can you break those down for us?
Absolutely. So imagine vector data, kind of like a simple line drawing. It uses points, lines, and polygons to represent different geographic features.
Okay, so my house on a map, that would be a point.
Exactly.
And a highway would be a line, and the park down the street would be a polygon.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it. Raster data, on the other hand, is more like a high-resolution photograph.
Oh.
It captures a much more detailed view of the Earth's surface. Think satellite images or even scanned maps. Those are great examples of raster data.
So vectors provide the basic framework, and then rasters kind of fill in all the details. It's like comparing a sketch to a super detailed painting.
Exactly.
Both represent the same thing, but with different levels of complexity.
Mm.
Now, IBM also mentions this thing called point clouds, and I have to admit, that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Wow.
What exactly are point clouds?
It does sound futuristic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just picture a massive collection of data points, and each point pinpoints a very specific location in 3D space.
Okay.
This tech is revolutionizing how we create these detailed 3D models, even digital twins of entire cities.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me we could use point clouds to walk through a perfect virtual replica of a city on the other side of the world?
Exactly.
That's mind-blowing.
The applications for this are incredible. Architecture, construction, even virtual tourism. Point clouds are truly transforming how we experience and interact with the world. And it's all thanks to the power of geospatial data.
Wow. From simple maps to these complex 3D models who knew location data could be so versatile, this is already blowing my mind and we're just getting started. So we usually think about maps when we think about geospatial data, but it's amazing how much location information we're actually creating without even realizing it just by going about our days.
It's true. We're leaving behind all of these digital breadcrumbs.
Exactly. And this IBM article highlights some pretty surprising sources of this type of data. Who would have thought that social media posts could be so valuable?
It's incredible what we can learn from that data now. And it's not just about, figuring out what hashtag is trending anymore.
Right.
For example, imagine analyzing the geotagged restaurant reviews people post online. You could potentially identify up-and-coming foodie hotspots before they even hit the mainstream.
Wow, that is fascinating.
That could be really valuable for, say, someone in the restaurant industry.
Oh, absolutely. It'd be like having a sixth sense for predicting the next big culinary destination. And it's not just social media either. IBM also mentions that cell phone data is being used in disaster response efforts, which sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's way more sophisticated than simply pinpointing where someone is during an emergency.
Right.
Think about it. Our phones are constantly communicating with those cell towers, even when we're not making calls.
Right.
That generates a massive amount of location data that becomes really crucial in those disaster situations.
It's like our phones are sending out these little signals that create a map of where everybody is.
Exactly. So let's say an earthquake hits. Authorities can use that data, look for areas with these sudden drops in cell phone activity. That could indicate the regions that were hit the hardest, you know, the areas that might need that immediate assistance.
It's like a digital lifeline.
Exactly.
Helping first responders get to the people who need them most. That's incredible.
It's really powerful.
So we have all this data, right? But then there's the challenge of actually making sense of it all. And that's where geospatial analysis comes in, right? It's like taking all those data puzzle pieces and figuring out how they all fit together.
That's a great analogy.
It's a puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah. So geospatial analysis utilizes these very powerful tools and techniques, like geographic information systems or GIS. And this helps us unlock all those insights from these like massive complex data sets.
So GIS is kind of like our like decoder ring to make sense of it all.
Exactly.
Right.
Think of it as this really specialized toolkit for geographers, data analysts. With GIS, we can start to identify patterns, spot anomalies, and ultimately answer questions that would be impossible to address if we were just using, you know, traditional data analysis methods.
So we're going beyond just looking at where things are happening. We can actually start to understand why they're happening in specific locations.
Exactly. We're connecting those dots.
That's fascinating.
Like, let's say you're a retailer and you're looking to open a new store. Geospatial analysis can actually help you pinpoint the optimal location for that store.
Oh, wow.
By considering things like, you know, the population density in a certain area, proximity to competitors, maybe even traffic patterns and accessibility things you might not think about right away.
So it's all about using location intelligence to make smarter decisions. The possibilities seem kind of endless when you think about it that way. It's incredible to think about how much potential there is in geospatial data, but honestly, thinking about how much data is actually out there, it's a little overwhelming. Like IBM mentioned, we generate 100 terabytes of weather data every day.
Yeah.
100 terabytes, that's insane.
Every single day.
It's mind-boggling. How do we even process all that? Like, where do we even begin to store and process that much information?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest challenges in this field right now. The volume of the data,
mm-hmm.
the variety, the speed at which this stuff is being generated, it's increasing at this crazy rate. So it's constantly pushing the boundaries of what we can do with it, what we can store, what we can process.
It's like we need a bigger boat, but for data.
Mm-hmm.
So with all this data exploding, what does the future hold for geospatial data? What are you most excited about?
Well, I think we're on the verge of some really, really transformative advancements in the field.
Like what? Because IBM mentioned this growing role of AI and machine learning. Are we going to have like algorithms that are analyzing satellite images and predicting the weather with crazy accuracy?
I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
Imagine AI that can predict natural disasters.
Wow.
Optimize transportation routes in real time. Maybe even track the spread of diseases.
It seems like the possibilities are pretty much endless when you bring AI into the mix. And then there's mapping as a service, which IBM also touched on. What exactly is that? Does that mean like I can just get a custom map made for my living room?
Not quite, but you're on the right track. Basically, it's like having this on-demand, ultra-detailed mapping that's tailored to your specific needs. Let's say you need like a high-resolution 3D model of a construction site berm. Done.
Wow.
Or maybe you want to analyze traffic patterns in a city you've never even been to, no problem.
So it's like having a personal map maker on call 24/7.
Exactly.
That's incredible. We've covered a lot of ground today. Everything from the nuts and bolts of geospatial data to some really mind-blowing applications and even, you know, what the future holds for this technology. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive here, is there one key takeaway that you really hope our listeners walk away with?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing to remember is that geospatial data, it's not just about maps anymore. It's truly changing how we understand the world around us, how we make decisions, and ultimately how we shape the future.
It's not just about location. It's about all the things that are tied to location, and those connections are everywhere.
Yeah, and the possibilities are limitless.
Well said. And for our listeners, here's something to think about. How could geospatial data impact your corner of the world? What hidden connections and opportunities are just waiting to be discovered, whether it's in your industry, your community, or even just, you know, your own backyard? It's a fascinating world out there. So keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep diving deep into these really fascinating topics. Until next time.